me one more check-in. How about that Rocks character? Is he kicking around somewhere?
Yeah, you could say there's some Rocks in the dog pile.
Okay, Rocks on the paper. You're number 25 there, Jim. Go ahead.
Yeah, top of the afternoon. Wishing all chaosers a happy Thursday from mostly cloudy North Burnaby. Patches of blue sky up there earlier. Anyway, everything's running smoothly here. Don't have any traffic. QRU mode. That's the Q code for no traffic. All is well. No traffic. Back to net.
Yeah, okay, Rocks. And once again, I will try and sneak in a couple of check-ins on the 2-meter sideband. And maybe I should announce that starting more or less around 6:45 this evening on 144225 is one of the 2-meter sideband groups. So that usually goes till about 7:55 to 8:00. So you might want to check that out if you got the gear that will support 2-meter sideband. Anyway, I'm just drawing a dotted line underneath Rocks here because I've got 25 on the paper. So time to go back to the top of the list, do the second round. But people waiting to check in, this usually doesn't take very long because some people were just in and out. Some people were just in for one check-in, so it doesn't take very long. I'm going to see if our POTA or SOTA guy is still there, VA-7 Sierra Victor Uniform.
Hey, still here. I got one contact, Mr. V7 X-Ray Echo Tango. If you guys want to hop in, I got 9 more contacts to go. I'm on, I should have mentioned, 146-480. That is 146-480.
Oh, I forgot to mention ROX. Yeah, I was on 648 earlier. I was booming into Aldergrove, talking to VE7XET there, and he was hitting me at a 60/9. The station that announced that frequency earlier, I could hear him about an S5 or 6. I don't know if he could hear me, but I was there, pumping out 50 watts from North Burnaby.
Yeah, this is Victor Alpha 7, X-Ray Echo Tango. I heard you loud and clear. The gentleman, Joshua, that's doing POTA on Mount Seymour is looking for more contacts on 146-480. You'll need 10 contacts to activate that park, so we can get 9 more people to get hold of Joshua up there. That'd be great.
Yep. I am on that frequency on a separate receiver here, so there you go. I am there. 648.
Okay, good stuff. There you are, Sierra Victor Uniform. Now you got another contact. Anyway, better carry on, see if Roshi has anything further. I know he's scrambling around. He's got the puppy dog to take care of before he heads out to the meeting. But let's just see if he's still there. VA-7 Lima Echo Tango. Oh, he's probably running around like mad. And just so people know, those who like to check into the Daily Health and Welfare Net on 14726 at 10:30, he will be in the big chair, but he's also doing the Rainbow Net tomorrow, so he may be a little late, but Brad has kindly volunteered to cover for him until Roshi wraps the Rainbow Net. Okay, let's see. Okay, he was in and out. So we go to Rosemary, VA-7, Romeo Oscar Zulu.
Victor Alpha 7, Romeo Oscar Zulu. Hi, Bob. Hi, everyone on net. I have no traffic. You have a great night. Take care of yourself, 73.
Yeah, it should be pretty good, Rosemary. Like I said, I'll head up and meet up with the gang at doing project night up at the club there, see what people are working on. Okay, we had another one who was in and out, but we'll go and see if Dave's still there. B7 Hotel Delta, Quebec. No, I think he had to bail. How about Len, the A7 Lima Golf, Mike? Okay, maybe Len's in the middle of something. And, if you can hear me, Len, jump in whenever you like. Let's see, Rene's next, B7 Romeo Lima, November.
Yes, Bob, this is Victor Echo 7, Romeo Lima, November, and I'm still here, and I'm still driving in along King George Boulevard near Costco. So thanks for taking my check-in again, and 7-3.
Okay, good signal this time, no crackle or anything. All right, see if Valentin's still there. I think he was about ready to hop the SkyTrain. Let's find out. B7 Zulu Fox Romeo. I probably can't hear us because of all the noise. Okay, the next one was in and out, so see if Richard's still there, B7 X-ray Uniform. Nope, he gone too. See if Johnny's still there. B7 Uniform Juliet Mike. Well, he had to bail as well. Now Tex might be on that frequency that the POTA guy is on, but let's call him anyway. VA7 X-ray Echo Tango.
Oh. I heard Johnny UJM on 648. A while ago, he might still be there. Sounded like he was mobile.
Yeah, I think he was mobile. Well, that's good. He's making contact with that station. So, yeah, maybe it won't take very long to get the minimum required 10 check-ins.
Yeah, he heard me. He heard me. And I heard him. I'll go there right now and see if he's there.
Victor Echo 7, November, India, Juliet.
Bye. No problem. All right, well, speaking of text, let's see if he's come back here. Maybe he's monitoring 648, but we'll find out. VA7 X-ray Echo Tango.
All right, who was the gentleman that was up on Seymour right now on Simplex?
Yeah, don't know his name, but it's VA7 Sierra Victor Uniform. On 146680.
Wrong.
Oh, I got that one wrong again. Okay, that's a repeater frequency. Anyway, what's the correct one there, Rox?
10 kilohertz below the lucky frequency, which is 649. That would be 14648.
That's the one. Well, it sounds like with all the interest of people on here, it sounds like the guy's going to get his 10 check-ins pretty quick.
Can you go again with that frequency? 14648, did you say?
14648. 14680. There you go. Give him a shout. Okay, let's see. Where was I? I think I tried Johnny, B7 Uniform Juliet Mike. No, he's probably sitting on that frequency, as possibly is Tex, but we'll try him. BA7 X-ray Echo Tango.
Contact, Victor Echo 7, November, India, Juliet.
There's on here, B7 Echo Hotel Lima, Dave.
Hey, Bob, I'm still here.
Okay, good stuff. Yeah, if I had the other radio on, I could monitor that frequency, because where he is, he'd probably come in like a ton of bricks at my place.
Well, no kidding. He's on top of Mount Seymour. It's a pretty good spot to be transmitting from.
Oh, yeah, an excellent spot. Another one that's really popular, of course, is up Cypress.
Yeah, no, I've never done that myself. I heard both locations are kind of top hot spots to get.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Anyway, but like I say, the guy is probably going to get his minimum required 10 check-ins pretty quick now with everyone picking up on it.
Oh, absolutely. They're all hearing it. Oh, we can try this one.
Yeah, it sounds good. Okay, thanks, Dave. Thanks for hanging around for the second round. We'll carry on here, see if Lawrence is still there. BA-7 Echo Delta Uniform.
Yeah, this is BA-7 Echo Delta Uniform. I'm still here, and I'm still playing with my camera bit. I was just looking at the tripod and realized the quick release piece was missing on the tripod, and I've been looking for it, and then I noticed the tripod was Value Village for $8 a while ago. It's got a nice set of legs, but I think it was missing the quick release part. So I can put my other quick release on, but then it doesn't have any pan tilt. Anyways, still puddling in the way here, 73.
Yeah, okay, well, hopefully you don't have any parts left over or find they're missing. Actually, they're going to stick a Value Village in North Bend here, right on Marine Drive. I went by the building the other day.
BA-7DNJ.
There, but they moved, so got to sign up now. Value Village coming to North Bend. Anyway, okay, better carry on here. BA-7 Delta, November, Juliet, Max. See if Rob's still there. BA-7 India Romeo Quebec.
Yeah, VA-7 India Romeo Quebec here. I ran out to my truck to try and get on 648, and I can just barely hear that guy in the park. Can't really hear him at all. I heard rocks boom in there. Maybe someone from Washington State too, but yeah, I don't think I can hear the guy in the park.
Yeah, he didn't say what kind of equipment he was using, whether it's a handheld. But anyway, well, I'm sure he appreciates that you tried to pick him up.
Yeah, I would think I'd be able to hear him from here. I'm kind of on the top of the hill. Maybe there's just something in the way.
Yeah, you would think there is not a bad signal path. Maybe it's around the corner a little bit, but anyway, like I say, I'm sure he was glad that if you talk to him on the repeater, I'm sure he'd be happy to know that you gave a try.
Yeah, it's always fun to kind of start with Simplex stuff and see what lands where.
Well, that's it. You never quite know where it's going to land. Anyway, thanks, Rob. I better carry on here. See if Joe's still there. B7 Golf Alpha Foxtrot.
Good afternoon again, Rob, and everyone on ChaosNet. Almost here to the destination of the SkyTrain station, and then just going to hang out for a little bit.
Okay, well, like I said, I'm going to be hanging out up with the project group at the club tonight, see what people are working on, and that's always fun. Not working on anything myself at the moment, but I'm sure we'll come up with something. Anyway, thanks, Joe. Thanks for coming by. Better carry on here. Colin, B7 Oscar Zulu Whiskey.
Yep, still here hanging out. I moved my fully functional All-Star node down to its permanent home installed upstairs. And I also decided, I'm not much of a Linux guy, but I do run a couple versions of it here at home, and I've decided I like Debian. So I nuked Ubuntu off my laptop and use Debian on the both of them now, actually, one with the graphical interface, the other without, but it seems nice, it's stable, I seem to like it. That's about it, not much else going on, and I'll let you carry on with the net.
Yeah, it's a fellow I know, actually, the mother of a fellow I know, I've got this Windows 11 laptop, and the guy said if I want, he will delete that and put in a Linux. So that'll be kind of interesting. We'll see how he makes out with that. Okay, better carry on. VA7 Uniform Alpha.
Oh, VA7 Uniform Alpha, still here, stuck in traffic as usual, but hopefully slowly making it home. Other than that, Bob, nothing else to report. No traffic.
Okay, no radio traffic, but you got automobile traffic. Okay, thanks for checking in.